Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The Imperial Battle March of the New World Order moves forward as millions of people wake up on a monthly basis globally. We're talking to Paul Watson. I know that John and Michael and others have been holding for a long time. We'll get to your calls here in just a few minutes. Paul, we were talking about the nature of evil. I mean, if in World War II they ordered 7,000 U.S. civilians to be kept in the Philippines to be captured as war propaganda, if the government will knowingly know that depleted uranium is killing the troops and people in the areas where it's used, why wouldn't they carry out 9/11? Not just the evidence of it, but the psychology there. The naive population better wake up, Paul.
Well, that's the thing. You've made a point many times where we try to expose the things that are going on, what these creatures are actually doing, and they don't believe it simply because they themselves personally wouldn't have, you know, the emotional psychology to carry out these kind of things themselves. But that precludes the fact that other people are carrying out these kind of things because they've been warped into this sick mentality. So people need to grasp that power at this level absolutely obliterates any kind of morality and corrupts absolutely. That's what people need to grasp.
That was the great British statesman. It was Lord Acton said that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then Edmund Burke had a similar quote. Let's take a few calls, get these guys out of the way, then we'll get into the news, Paul.
Okay.
John in Ohio, been holding forever. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think that the slimy cynicism and hypocrisy of these neocon sociopathic fascist is so unbelievable, outrageous that the media in this country they have no fear that this kept media full of prostitutes, full of agents, and full of cowards is going to expose them, and they're laughing up their sleeves about this.
Well, yeah, because they're getting ready to probably nuke a city, and then we'll all forget about it.
Yeah, I was reading something on the ZMAG.org website. Some of the independent journalists have been pointing out that the reason that this al-Sadr, a militant cleric, a Shiite cleric, has been attacked by the United States is that he's been saying some of the same things you're saying. He said
newspaper said that the CIA is carrying out the bombings. And go ahead.
Yeah, that he.
Well, let's get Paul Watson's comment.
Paul, if I could make another point.
Hold on
this.
A minute, Paul. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, the newspapers shut down and these clerics are being shut because they're making the point that with all these so-called car bombings in Iraq, they're not actually car bombings, they're Apache helicopter attacks because the craters from the actual bombings are very small. And, you know, the kind of damage that is inflicted is, you know, widespread across an entire area. And the witness reports on top of that state that these are not car bombings, they're coming from missiles. And that's what these newspapers and these clerics are pointing out, which is why they're getting shut down at the moment.
And some of these independent journalists have been saying that what the United States, what most Iraqis believe, and we're not hearing this in the kept press in this country, believe that the CIA is behind this, the U.S. military prefer a divided Iraq, even if it means civil war, because that would make it easier for them to control, divide and rule the country, and therefore you can control it much more easy, just as the British did.
Yeah, that's it. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Michael in Georgia. Michael, go ahead.
Hey, so good to talk to you, gentlemen. You got me?
Yep, sure did.
Okay, great. Alex, long time to talk to. Paul Joseph Watson, great stuff. I've never talked to you before, but your research is just so dead on. By the way, PJW, how old are you? I'm just curious.
I'm 22 next month.
22 next month?
Yeah.
That is amazing. Alex, this guy is like a prodigy of yours. It's amazing. I mean, you know, Paul Joseph, you're your own person. I understand that, but you know, it's so refreshing to see such a young face. You know, I've told people listening to you, I'm like, I can't believe there's somebody like this in England. I'm just, you know, so overwhelmed.
There are a lot of people. I get hundreds of emails from England every day. Do you have a question or comment, Michael?
Well, you see what the date is on the calendar, Alex, and you know I've called you about this time before.
Just stay there. We'll come back after the break, let you finish up, and we'll go to Bill and Clint and others. Everybody, stay with us. We'll get into some of the news with Paul Watson. I'm Alex Jones.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already, my friends, into the third and final hour of this global transmission against tyranny in defense of liberty, we're joined by my webmaster and editor and also the author of Order Out of Chaos, Paul Joseph Watson. He runs PrisonPlanet.com. My wife runs Infowars.com. They're both great sites. And, since Michael and Georgia brought it up, Paul Watson, about 3 years ago, I noticed his fine work and his good analysis of what was happening. So I teamed up with him a couple years ago, and he does a lot of great work for us, and we're blessed to have him. And there's just a lot of other people out there that need to be leaders as well. And before we go back to Michael and then to Clinton, Roger, and John and others, Paul, you know, that's a good testament to people because they expect us to be their leaders and do it all for them. But really, you're an example of what putting up a website, taking action can do. I mean, when did you start PropagandaMatrix.com, your own website, and then explain to folks the numbers of hits you now get just in the 3 or 4 years you've had the website?
Well, I started PropagandaMatrix.com a few months after I saw your World of Wonder documentary on British television about Bohemian Grove, so I started it right before September 11th. you know, getting 40 hits a day, basically. Within a year, it was getting thousands, and, you know, now it's getting, you know, 20,000 a day. Prison Planet's getting double that. So, I mean, the whole age thing is sometimes used as a bully stick because people say, oh, you're too young to understand any of this stuff. But, I mean, Alexander the Great was commanding armies at 16. You know, half of Columbus's crew were teenagers. So it's not really a matter of age. It's a matter of anyone can take an issue. Focus
this is part
on
of the scripting. Thomas Jefferson in 1775, I think, was 27 years old. The point here is that they train us to act like children until we're 35 and party, and I shouldn't care, I'm young. Then, oh, I got to make money. Then at 65, oh, I'm retired, I don't care. You know, they train us how to be in these molds. And, you know, in the past, our young people were, you know, were the leaders and involved, and now they're a bunch of, you know, drugged-out idiots, and it takes young people to go out and wake them up, Paul.
Well, yeah, and the point is that many people don't become involved, don't become leaders, is because they see... And Alex Jones, for example, because, you know, you're on the radio, you've got all these documentary films, that you're somehow larger than life and nobody can emulate what you're trying to do. But it's the exact opposite. Anyone can put up a website just as I did. It's not too difficult.
But the information, they've got to have the brain, though, and the analysis skills, I mean, that's what garners the audience.
That's correct. And basically, it's about, you know, eating, living, breathing, sleeping, this kind of thing, to really have an impact. So there is some element of sacrifice. But in the long run, I mean, before I woke up to all this, I was, you know, downtrodden in all the propaganda. And my mental health now is a lot better because it's like something's lifted from your shoulders. The blinkers are off. And so people say, oh, doesn't all this bad news make you depressed and everything? It's the exact opposite. It empowers you to do something about it. And anyone can get a taste.
Everybody
of that.
Deep down knows something's wrong, and they have this apprehension, this nausea. And once you finally know what the problem is and are fighting it, it's very empowering.
That's exactly the point. So people shouldn't fear treading into, you know, treading onto the field and getting involved.
That's it. Being in the game's a lot better than sitting there in the stands, and it's a lot more dangerous in the stands because the globalists are predators. And when you're in the stands, they see you as a prey animal. Most of the different classes of New World Order minions run from us in fear. I want people to understand that because they're criminals and they know it. See, they act all authoritative and powerful and arrogant in front of you. They know they're slime balls. They know they're going right to hell. So they want to make Earth a hell right now.
Well, I mean, and we're out in the open. We're, you know, public fighting this. They're in the background hiding behind different faces, different masks. So it shows that they do not have the guts in the first place. They are the cowardly ones because, exactly, they know that they're the criminals. People need to realize that.
And they're scared right now, which makes them very dangerous. Paul, let me ask before we go to these calls. When do you think they're going to blow something up? You think it'll be chemical, biological, or nuclear? We predicted years ago that the next big attacks would be a string in Europe to get their people behind it. And this is a segue into their openly saying martial law in England are having all these stage captures of weapons. We've caught them doing stage captures in the past.
Well, there's definitely about to be an attack in England, which we can get onto the preparation for that in a moment. But a tip is not to go near the Sears Tower in Chicago on April 19th, because we've known that that building's been a target for years on top of all this numerological symbology whereby, you know, it's 911 hours on April 19th since the March 11 attack. Whole bunch of different numerological...
And March 11th is 9-11 from 9-11 on 3-11. And again, we don't believe in all this. The globalists do. So like police tracking a psychopath, we go after, you know, their own psychology. And now, who bought the Sears Tower? We're not saying anything's going to happen, but the government has said it's the next big target. That's been in the news. But who just bought the Sears Tower?
Silverstein and his company. But the reason why we talk about this is because preemption is prevention. If we get it out in the open, then they're less likely to pull it off. So that's why we talk about it. And we posted an article a few days ago going through all these things about the Sears Tower so people can go and look at that for themselves. So, I mean, even... We've had mainstream reporters pointing this out, and they say that all it tells us, even if you don't believe the whole symbology aspect, is that the same people are carrying out these attacks, and we can agree on that certainly, but it's certainly not Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, can Al-Qaeda make the New York lottery on the one-year anniversary come up 9-11? Can they make the Chicago Mercantile come up 9-11.0000 on the one-year anniversary? Can they make NORAD stand down? Can they call Mayor Willie Brown and tell him not to fly? Can they mass U.S. troops in Afghanistan in the weeks before 9/11 and have launch orders on their desk 2 days before? Can they train supposed hijackers at U.S. military bases? Can Al-Qaeda pay for their houses and cars through the FBI? And the answer is no. Can Al-Qaeda order the FBI not to stop Al-Qaeda? The answer is no. Who can do that, Paul?
Well, the very people that created Al-Qaeda in the first place. And with regard to the next attack, my take on it is that if they want to change, you know, the CEO job of Slavery Incorporated, as you call it, and put Kerry in, then there will be no such attack up to the election. But if they want to keep Bush in, then they will either need to trot out Bin Laden dead or alive, or they will need to pull off an attack. So that's how I see it panning out up to the election this year.
In hindsight, what do you think? Because when I 2 years ago said my White House source says Bin Laden died of kidney failure, was handed over, and they're going to roll him out dead and claim they killed him in an action right before the election, and then to have Albright and Senator Grassley and all these people the last 5 months now coming out and saying the same thing, what do you think of that?
I think that up until, you know, it was on C-SPAN after the Coast to Coast show that you did, Brian Lamb, you know, reading off InfoWars saying, the stage capture of Bin Laden is imminent. And then, mysteriously after that, which was about a month ago, the kind of preparation for the capture of Bin Laden, you know, oh, he's in this Pakistani border region, we're about to catch him, that strangely died down, and it has died down for 4 weeks or so. So we may have prevented them from doing that. They may still pull it off, but I just hope that they don't, you know.
Why do you think somebody from the White House would tell me that? I mean, that's why at the time I said it really could be disinfo.
At the time, well, we know that they've got all sorts of scripts planned, and they can go in and change them at any point, but why he told you that? It was obviously when you have an element of secret knowledge, most people's human, you know, instincts are to go and tell
everybody.
Well,
it's like criminals who break into a house and leave their ID card. They want to be caught.
Yeah, and that, the very allure of telling somebody a secret is, you know, too hard for many people to resist. So at the time, it was probably accurate that they were planning to do that. Whether they will do so now we've blown the whistle on it so hard remains to be seen.
Yeah, let's go ahead and go back to Michael in Georgia. Michael, go ahead.
Okay, Alex, do you read me?
Yes, Alex, yes, you're on the air.
Okay, excellent, excellent. You know, we look at the calendar, we see what time it is, we see what day it is, the 6th of April, and, you know, I've called you before and made certain predictions relative to the time frame of the 19th to the 22nd. And, Alex, I can feel it in my bones, I can feel something coming, and I think that we're going to see an American landmark, something that we can all identify with, attack. And it will probably be on a seacoast. And I've been looking at news, so I'm not just guessing here. I'm not just shooting something out. You know the story of all the divers that have been found dead, washed up, et cetera, the scuba divers in scuba gear. Are you familiar with those stories?
Yeah, I did see that, yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, there is a website, and it's been promoted on this network quite a bit. And it's by one of the guest hosts for another show. I'm not going to go in it too much, but I smell a rat, and I can see how this man's news site that is supposed to be, like, you know, informing us with intel is actually building a case. And I called a good friend of mine, Stan Deo, and I warned him about this individual, and I said, something's not right. Listen to what he's saying. I said, let me tell you what you're going to hear, Stan. You're going to hear him talk about other than Al-Qaeda. You're going to hear him talk about allies of Al-Qaeda that are other than Al-Qaeda, other than Arab, maybe white even. I said, they'll probably be saying there are certain white groups and white racist and extremist groups working with them. I said, and you're going to hear, you know, a few other things. And to condense it, you know, I told him to watch out. They're going to spin it so that, you know, we have to watch the radical right in America that has allied. Of course, this is an old story to you, Alex, but some of these bodies of these scuba divers were indeed white men with tattoos, scraggly hair, gold hoop earrings, you know, not fitting the common Arab terrorist scenario, right? And who is it that gets shaken down the most? I mean, I'm a 39-year-old white man. I look like I'm 30, and so I get stopped by the
Well, the government has said that they're going to then merge it and shift the whole anti-terrorism bureaucracy after Christians and conservatives, and they'll go to that agenda when there's a Democrat in office. But I want the specifics of what you're saying, Michael, because you have called before with some good info. I'll talk to you during the break and try to find out exactly what you're getting at, but I'll put you on hold. Thanks for the call. Paul, we're going to take a few more calls when we get back, but again, some of the other news that's coming up, the governor down in Florida wants to give all the illegal aliens driver's license. We've got a bunch of police state news. So we'll come back, take a few calls, and then spend the rest of the show on news with our guest, Paul Watson. Again, I'm Alex Jones. The websites are www.infowars.com. That's infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. We'll be right back.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you know there's a price war in the insurance business? Well, right now, don't wait. You call Termbusters, and you could save up to 40% on quality term life insurance. Call now. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. Here's one example. A male age 50, non-tobacco, issue preferred, $500,000 of coverage is only $113 a month. Guaranteed for 20 years. Call Termbusters to save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We have smokers rates too. We specialize in $500,000 and up term life insurance coverage. Call my friends at Termbusters now to see if you can save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
Well, I walk back down. No, I all right, we're talking to Paul Watson. And I talked to the caller during the break. He was saying that he thinks the Condoleezza Rice testimony So she can start testifying, and then there'll be a big terrorist attack a few days after, and they can say, see, we told you, the American people are frustrated as the Constitution has. We need all your freedoms if we're going to keep you safe. And I've been saying this for years. I'm not saying terror attack's about to happen. But what I have been saying for years is that they let everybody complain about the Bill of Rights being violated, let all the tyranny come out, then carry out more terror and say, now, shut up. You held us back from keeping you safe. We're taking all your freedoms now. No more criticizing the government. This is what they're trying to do. Paul, was that not an amazing article where they arrest the guy for helping a homeless chicken, where they arrest the guy for putting a sign up saying our court system's a joke, where they arrest protesters who are peacefully standing there with their families? I mean, this is out of control, Paul.
Well, you basically got the death of the First Amendment and the Fourth Amendment all in one week, and more so on top of that, absolutely no big media coverage of it. And I mean, this is the same thing's going on in London, where they're prepping for a terrorist attack, where last week 9 Pakistanis were arrested and, you know, police seized a half ton of ammonium nitrate. They paraded it all over the news as yet another example of how London will inevitably get hit by a terrorist attack. And then the day after, Blair comes out and says that the introduction of mandatory ID cards will now be brought forward to 2008. I mean, we look at Spain, who've had mandatory ID cards for years, didn't stop terrorism there, did it? But we have Blair calling for ID cards on the back of these arrests, this terror sweep, as they called it.
And now ABC News is saying they found a chemical that could be used to make you cough and choke. Of course, it's used in 100 other industrial reasons, but that doesn't matter. See, all this stuff's terrorism now.
The thing about the 9 arrests, though, last week, and the call for an ID card by Blair immediately after it, is that it turns out that, imagine my shock, MI5 were meeting with these individuals weeks before the arrests took place, and they were basically trying to negotiate with them. And that was reported by the Scotsman, and obviously the government says, oh, that's, you know, that's rubbish.
Then, of course, last year they had the fake ryosin bust. Turns out that was all staged. They didn't find all this ryosin.
The whole thing which happened last week was another stage public relations conditioning stunt. And what's interesting is that they only have until tonight to charge or release these Pakistanis. So expect, as happened last time with the ryosin stunt, expect the majority of them to be released, and that to be, you know, a blurb in the back of the paper. But meanwhile, London, as we put a couple of articles up over the past few days and weeks, London has basically been turned into a cesspit of government fearmongering. They've got a big Stasi tips campaign running, encouraging everyone to tattle on their friends and neighbours. And if you go on the London Underground tube, the train station, and, you know, you walk 6 feet away from your bag, then some busybody sheep who's bought into all this throws it out of the window. You've got public announcements every 10 minutes there saying you are under 24-hour CCTV surveillance for your safety. So now again,
and then they had that ad with the all-seeing eyes looking over the city.
Yeah, and they've used that before with the cameras on the buses where, you know, Big Brother's protecting you, pictures of big eyes in the sky. So again, today we've got this anonymous source telling all the British media that they've foiled a chemical bomb attack. Again, it's all anonymous, no details, and everybody just, you know, laps up today's dose of fear and licks some more government boo. So again, they're doing all this while saying it's inevitable. It's inevitable that London will be attacked, and so I don't doubt that in the next few months they will carry out those attacks, because MI5, in nearly every bombing in London, which was blamed on the IRA, have caught controlling the bomb squads and actually being in the bomb squads.
Over, and just, what do people think when it's in the newspaper that, oh, the bomb squad did the bombing, but it's no big deal, or, oh, we released foot and mouth, but it's no big deal, or, oh, we released plague bombs in Scotland and killed people as a test, but it's no, just trust us.
Well, that's the thing, it's in the back of the paper, so nobody sees it. It's like these mass arrests that they keep doing. They arrest themselves at top headline on the evening news. When they get released, they don't even mention it on the news, so people still walk around months after thinking that all these terror arrests were real, when in fact all the suspects were released because they had no connection to any kind of terrorism.
And they were negotiating that staged event, as you said, weeks before, and they've had a lot of cases where they supposedly bust al-Qaeda leaders and then quietly release them, and they go, okay, he was a CIA asset, we were just protecting his cover.
Well, it's like the case of Abu Qatada, who was supposedly linked to the Spain bombings. He was under MI5 protection in a safe house. He was being fed and clothed by MI5 for 2 years straight before this Spain bombing even took place.
And that was all over your news.
Yeah, and he was described as the European head of Al-Qaeda. And
they don't even use different names. They don't even care. Just stay there. I promise, callers, we'll get to Clint and Roger and John and Betty and everybody when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com. Urgent message. Effective April 14, 2004, heavy fines and penalties will be imposed for all persons and entities who are not in compliance with HIPAA. HIPAA is a federal law designed to protect all patients' private health information. It impacts over 30 million health professionals, but will also impact professionals outside of the medical field. This year, Health and Human Services has developed a program to reward those who report violators of HIPAA. There are thousands of violations currently, and the numbers are growing. Who needs to be HIPAA compliant and certified? The solution lies with a cutting-edge company that is redefining HIPAA training. Come see why this company is becoming the industry's leader in HIPAA education. Visit us at yourhipaacert.com or call us at 720-312-0709. Again, that's yourhipaacert.com or call us at 720-312-0709. Act now before action is taken against you. Don't think it affects you. If your company provides insurance through its employees, it does. Call today, 720-312-0709.
You know, the show goes out on the AM and FM dial and a growing list of wonderful pro-American, pro-freedom radio stations. We simulcast on the internet as well on the websites PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And the first 2 hours of the daytime show are on Global Shortwave at 94.75, and at night, all 3 hours on 3210 from 9 to midnight. 3210. Let's go to the calls, Paul, and we'll get back into the news. I'm just going to take four more calls. Clint in Missouri. Clint, go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Hello, Paul. I just want to say I think there's a movement growing, and I'm guessing by the indicator in my local paper in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, it's a Republican stronghold, but recently U.S. Representative Emerson wrote a letter defending her actions for supporting this war, and I wrote one exposing that we had plans to invade Afghanistan before 9/11, and I thought I would really get ripped by the locals there. And to my surprise, 3 days later, there's been five more letters similar to mine appear in that paper.
Well, all I'm seeing is a huge awakening, and it's people across the political spectrum, Paul.
Well, yeah, that's the point. One of them, we're actually constructing at the moment an activism page for Prison Planet, which will have all these, you know, emails, addresses of all the big media and medium-sized media, so people can email their opinions and get them printed in these opinion columns. So that's another front on which we can rally a base of support, which will try and, you know, overturn the public consensus on.
And that's another point. You know, it comes out that Bush ordered this translator to retranslate, to falsify files that she saw that showed they had total prior knowledge of the plans to fly jets into buildings, which shows they're all a bunch of liars, and ordered NORAD to stand down. And that comes out in a few major papers, but never in the big national news, and then the story's just dead now. A huge story that should be nightly news, cover of all the magazines, and you're not going to hear about it. I mean, it's proven, Paul.
Well, yeah, that, obviously you had Tom Flocko on to talk about that. Story got picked up by the London Independent, which was the only newspaper that I saw it in, but they basically whitewashed it. So, I mean, yeah, that story's completely dead now, on top of all the other smoking guns. I mean, this commission itself, with Zelikow, who actually had to testify to the commission personally, because he was involved in, you know, these warnings about Al-Qaeda before the attack. He co-wrote Condoleezza Rice's book in 95. So this panel comprises...
And we've got the head of it, Keane, in business with bin Laden's brother-in-law.
And then you've got Ben Venista, who covered up for the Clintons in the mid-90s. So people say it's politically charged. Well, yeah, it is, but you know, people are covering for Clinton and Bush on both sides of the equation.
Yeah, it's only on surface level to make it a left-right debate.
That's the point, but the people that staff it are taking turns to cover up for each administration, because we know that Clinton administration was just as culpable, you know, as the Bush administration.
It's the same operation, and they're also there to find out what we, the people, know when people go to them with information.
Yeah, and in one sense, it's also to corral the 9/11 victims from, you know, actually suing the government, because they believe that there's this real investigation going on, when in fact a few have broke off and actually are, you know, bringing cases against the government, like Ellen Mariani. So it's to corral that group from having any effect also.
Okay, Clint, anything else?
Yeah, one quick question. I have a friend down here in rural Missouri. Both his neighbors on both sides of his property have leased their land to the government at $1,800 an acre for 99 years. They wanted him to, and he refused. First of all, we can't figure out why they're doing this. Second of all, he's kind of an activist like us, and exposed a lot of things on his website. Well, the other day, he got buzzed by a fighter jet on his farm.
Well, that may have just been training, but if they want your land, we have mainstream articles. Let's say they've gotten easements or grabbed the land all around you, and they need your land for a right-of-way. They will come in and kill you with special environmental hit teams, and then they'll throw a gun down on you.
Right, and they're
grabbing property coast to coast.
There's a real good article on that in the First Freedom newspaper in Alabama about how they make it look like wildlife conservation, but you might agree to do certain things, but then all of a sudden you're slapped with a restriction. Humans can't live on your land or whatever, so you got to move.
Yeah, that's it. But if they really want your land and it's valuable, they will kill you. Thanks for the call, and I'm not kidding, folks. I've done 50 shows on it. They got hired killers with badges that just come in and murder you. I mean, it's just real simple. And you're saying, well, why haven't they killed you yet? Because that'll make people listen to me more. That's why, because there's so many of us now. 30 years ago, they'd kill you in a second for talking like this, but it blew up in their face. More people stood up. We don't care. We're fighting evil. It's instinctive. End of story. I don't care. I'm going to fight to the end, Paul.
Well, that's the point. 50 years ago, they've changed the method from assassinating people to assassinating characters, which is why you will get someone like a Le Pen in France, who publicly advocates on his election platform to, you know, get France out of the New World Order. They don't assassinate him physically. They just assassinate his character, saying he's a right-wing, you know, white, Aryan race kind of person. Then on the other hand, if there is someone that gets very close to taking reins of the country, like Pim Fortuyn, the Dutch politician, then they will still resort to assassinating them physically. But as you said, the methods have changed more to assassinate characters in the modern-day era.
Yeah, they say we have frontiers in your mind. It's all about psychological warfare. Let's talk to Roger in Canada. Roger, go ahead.
Yo, what's up, Alex? What's up, Paul? And one thing I'd like to ask, why are you defending the U.S. Constitution when it was founded by a bunch of Masons, which are probably evil? Luciferian, and I don't get that.
Well, the Constitution and Bill of Rights is so evil. Why is the government attacking it and dismantling it?
Maybe it's, I don't know, the good and evil side. They give you the good guy, the bad guy.
Let me answer.
It just doesn't make sense, you know?
Yeah, it does.
For me.
You mean to answer your question?
Yeah.
Look, most of the people that died at the Alamo were Masons. A lot of them, the Founding Fathers, were Masons, but they were low level. And then George Washington spoke out against the evil Masons that were taking over. John Quincy Adams did. Let me finish. Most Masons are low level. They don't know the mysteries. They don't know about the 360 degrees. They only think there's 33. They're ignorant. And to George Washington's credit, he came out against it. And America's good, and certainly it's not perfect, but the Bill of Rights is good, and what it points out is good, and that's why it's under attack. Paul?
Well, there was a joke that when, you know, they're debating about the Iraqi Constitution, why not just give them the U.S. Constitution? It was written by wise men. It worked for 200 years, and we're not using it anymore. So it was basically, we had an article maybe 2 years ago now where Washington was actually killed by the Masons, the evidence suggests, and so that's the point. I mean, the leaders of the evangelical Christian movement are, you know, not following our best interest. Does it make Christianity as a whole evil? No. There are evil people controlling government. Does it make the institution or the idea of government evil? Well, no, it doesn't. So, I mean, that's the point. These evil people get into positions of power because they infiltrate movements which have power bases. It doesn't make the power base evil in itself. It's just evil people.
Does that answer your question? See, the Masonic Lodge is perfect for intrigue because it's secret.
Okay. And another question is, I tried to order one of your videos, and the shipping rate is like $40, Canada. I don't know if there's something wrong with your website.
And that might have been a mistake.
Yeah.
I mean, we have the best shopping cart you can have. Yahoo's rated the best. I would imagine you made a mistake.
Okay.
You can always, if you don't want to order it that way, I think shipping to Canada is like $8 or something.
Yeah.
I think less, actually, for one tape. You can always order by mail.
Okay. Or by phone, credit card?
Yeah, you can call by phone or you can write to us.
Okay.
Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate the call. Let's go ahead and take another call. Betty in Ohio. And then we'll go to John and Bill, and that's it for calls. Betty, go ahead.
Yes, I have called Senator DeWine of Ohio and Senator Voinovich. Their number is, the Senate number is...
Well, for those, tell them why. I'd imagine about the depleted uranium.
Yes, I was most upset about the depleted uranium. I asked them to please get a shortwave radio and tune in to 3210 at 10 p.m. tonight, Eastern Standard Time, that they might hear what I was talking
about. Well, I guarantee you they got a computer. They can also listen to the show on the websites. But you called their offices. What did they say?
I talked to the staff, and they were very good at listening, and I was very polite. But I said, we are most concerned and very, very upset, and this is being heard around the world, and we think that you should have an opportunity to hear the repeat of the program this evening. And that number is 3121 for the United States Senate. So
I'm 202-224-3121.
I really hope that others will call their senators and tell them to tune into the shortwave and infowars.com and hear what we have heard, and so they know, you know, that we're hearing news someplace else besides the managed network.
Yeah, if folks miss that Dr. Rocky interview, they definitely wanted to tune in tonight for the rebroadcast, 9 to midnight.
Thank you, Alex.
Thanks for the call, Betty. Did you hear that broadcast, Paul?
I only caught the last 10 minutes, but from what I can gauge, it was very revealing. So I will make a recording of it and post it on Prison Planet tomorrow.
Hopefully one of our great listeners will make a transcript, too, and then millions can read it.
Yeah, and if they just click on contact webmaster at prisonplanet.com and email me that transcript, I'll, you know, get it up on the website as soon as possible.
Awesome. Last call, and we'll cover some final news. Bill in Illinois. Bill, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I haven't talked to you in a while. You're doing a brilliant job like usual, and I really enjoy Paul's commentary. You know, if I feel I've missed one show of yours, I feel like I ditched class or something.
Well, thank you.
I mean, it's excellent. You're outstanding. But, you know, a little heads up on April 19th. That is a very special day because it used to be called Patriots Day. And the reason it was called that is because that's the day that they had the Lexington Green in Concord. The British offloaded in Boston Harbor on the night of the 18th. And they marched inland to go to Concord, and they had a little fight up at Lexington and then further Concord. You know how the people showed up? They showed up from word that happened at the taverns, and the local Christian churches rang their bells. And so that's the day that the shot that was heard around the world. And this is why we get Waco and Oklahoma City, and there's a whole string of other things that happen on April 19th. It's their revenge day, so it's a good day to watch it for, you know?
No, it is, and you're right. And a lot of things globally happen on April 19th. It's a power day for the New World Order. Just so happened to be the day that they attacked, and so that's the day that they continue to carry out, but it turned into a victory, obviously.
Yeah, and you know, that was a spontaneous event, too. That was not a planned event, because that was just the locals responding to having the Redcoats show up. So that was the day we stuck a stick in the Illuminati's eye. Remember, Illuminati didn't really coalesce into a Luciferian group, and really infiltrate Freemasonry until about May 1st, 1776. So, you know, Masonry wasn't always tainted with this stuff.
Well, it always had the occult involved in it because it's older than what we call modern Christianity.
Oh, yeah.
And it's very scary. But what I'm saying is most Masons are not even aware of this. Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Paul, there's so much news here. We've covered a lot of it. But anarchy across Iraq, now they're saying 12 dead U.S. troops in the last few days, more dead last week, our supposed allies attacking the forces. Where do you see this going?
Well, with the Fallujah thing, there are some sources claiming that it was basically a setup and that the men who died in such the graphic manner that we saw were given up purposefully to be slaughtered. And it's interesting that as in the case of the suicide buoy bomber in Israel, that there's always a flock of Associated Press camera crews right on the scene at the exact spot as soon as these kind of things unfold.
Now, it has come out that the buoy bomber, that was staged.
Yeah, he said that he was told by Jews to, you know, well, he was helped by Jews to strap these bombs to his chest, and the media turned up 2 hours before, and obviously that was a few days after they assassinated Yassin, so that was another staged operation that went wrong. With the Fallujah thing, whether it was planned or not, many people are now saying that Iraq is, you know, about to descend into civil war. But what this Fallujah incident did provide was the public acceptance now of a more heavy-handed approach in Iraq, even if it was needed. I was reading WorldNet Daily, this big neocon editorial, which was basically calling, and I've seen others say this as well, it was calling for Fallujah to be flattened and nuked. And they were afraid.
Oh, I meant to mention that. I've heard neocon talk shows and people call in going, nuke it, kill everyone, one man, woman, and child, put them all in camps. So it's wrong to kill some people and hang them up, but now let's kill all the women and children. I mean, what have we become?
It's this bloodthirsty theater kind of thing.
Let's kill Goldstein, they say, right out of 1984.
Of course, we don't condone what happened in Fallujah, but, you know, what on earth do you expect when you kill 20,000 innocent people and then round up anyone who owns a gun or sells alcohol and put them in camps? Now they've got this puppet government, you know, elected by Bremner, Shalibi, and all the other criminals in there, along with this meaningless constitution. So, I mean, the liberation rages on, and this Fallujah incident is just another example. And whether it descends into civil war or not, and whether that's actually planned for then the UN to go in, then we'll wait and see. But definitely the reaction to that incident, as it was splashed across the New York Times so graphically, is interesting from the neocons, whose solution to everything is just to nuke it, basically.
Yeah, including our troops. Governor endorses illegal alien bill, Jeb Bush, along with Arnie, the other neocon, they got both ends of the country covered, want to give all the illegals, it says even illegal aliens, it says state driver's license to both illegal immigrants and foreign nationals who make Florida home for part of the year. So this is amazing.
Again, it's about the destruction of the country. Over in Britain on the same issue, Tony Blair recently got caught negotiating secretly the safe passage of Romanian illegal immigrants who would then go into child care jobs in Britain. And they just got caught with the documents doing this at the same time as proposing a national ID card, partly on the basis of preventing illegal immigration. So again, cause the problem, you know, get the reaction, then propose the solution.
Atlanta Journal-Constitution Republican senator says Iraq Mobile Labs probably did not exist. That's the chairman of the committee, Senator Pat Roberts, Republican. We don't need him to tell us that. They tell us after they've already been caught. They knew day one the British had sold those blimp motors to pump up the hydrogen surveillance blimps. I mean, they knew day one, and I still hear the neocons going, "We found mobile weapons trucks, Paul."
Well, the Observer, a newspaper in London, went and investigated the so-called chemical factories that they were, you know, saying were in use.
And there were the serial numbers. They knew day one what it was.
Yeah, and they went in, and it was a bakery. So, weapons of BAP destruction there. So, yeah, in every case, we don't need these public officials to tell us this, because it's obvious now that any chance they had to plant the weapons were avoided for fear of getting caught. So, you know, there were no weapons. But who cares? Bush can make jokes about it, so just forget about it. And Brit Hume tells, you know, families of dead American soldiers to get over it. So I guess we should just get over it.
That's right, families of dead troops. You just get over it, you liberals. When Bush takes your guns, get over it, liberals. And when he opens the borders, get over it, liberals. You're a liberal if you're pro-America. We'll be back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Well, my friends, here is Lord Bush with his comments about the missing weapons of mass destruction and a little tidbit about Skull and Bones.
Those weapons of mass destruction got to be somewhere. As you can tell from the look on Andy Card's face, we've become a little concerned about the vice president lately. Whenever you ask him a question, he replies, "Let's see what my little friend says." But we get along well. Here I am saying, "Dick, if the Hunan Palace doesn't get lunch here in 4 minutes, we're going out." "Nope, no weapons over there."
Here's the Skull and Bones comment.
"Maybe under here." "Oops, this photo wasn't supposed to be in here." "This is the Skull and Bones secret signal."
So, Paul, there's our Lord. What do you think of that?
Well, if anyone's ever seen They Live, it reminds me of when they walk in the banquet hall and the elite are fawning and laughing and, you know, proclaiming themselves as the human power elite. So reality mirrors fiction again, and it's completely sick.
"Let them eat cake," Brett Hume had to say. "Mothers of dead soldiers, get over it." Now, a few final stories. China continues arrest over Tiananmen. Mothers groups, you name it, anyone who has a remembrance, they're arrested and taken to slave camps. That's out of Australia in The Age. Hey, we do that here. You put a sign up, you know, saying the government's bad, they arrest you now. Isn't that freedom? Isn't China good?
Well, yeah, and so is North Korea, putting anyone who has a political opinion in a camp. I mean, totalitarianism and communism and Stalinism is here in America, and it's good, and it's for your safety, so you better accept it.
Here's Newsday, Associated Press. Bush Gardens using hand scanners to ID. And Rebecca Poulette, who has been a season pass holder at Bush Gardens since she was 12, is skeptical. "It's believed that it isn't like fingerprinting," said the 27-year-old Williamsburg resident. "I wouldn't want my fingerprints in a big Bush Gardens file." And, you know, all the big people are putting in these. They are digital fingerprints, but they say, no, it's not. No, it's not. And it says that anybody who wants to get in has to be. Hand scanning has taken the place of photo identification for season pass holders at Busch Gardens and Water Country USA. So to get it anywhere, we got to biometrically scan, Paul.
Yeah, we also had the Washington Times article which said that this whole giant database that they're building is based on the premise that these corporations, these theme parks, all these companies will coordinate with Homeland Security. And it will be a behemoth version of basically the Total Information Awareness Database. So it's all tied in between corporations and government. And
last article, CNN Money: many firms avoided taxes in the boom. More than 60% of U.S. corporations didn't pay any federal taxes for 96 to 2000, the Wall Street Journal reported. And that's the big top level ones. They just don't pay the taxes and no one enforces it. Isn't that nice, Paul?
Yeah, well, I mean, we should accept that, too. I mean, they'll go and bust anyone who, you know, misses a tax return by a few weeks, but the elite, they can get away with it because they are the elite and they have the power, and we should just acquiesce to that and accept it.
Paul Watson, great job. His book is Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsor Terror in the New World Order. Support what he's doing. I published the book, 300-plus pages, covers 9/11, you name it, 1995. Get a second copy for $11.95. Get my videos as well. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to our secure, safe online shopping cart, or simply call toll-free to get the videos or books at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Get Order Out of Chaos, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And help us expose the murdering terrorist. Paul, Godspeed. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, Alex.
You bet. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Spread the word. We shall prevail. The devil's going down. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey replacement elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey replacement elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filter now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.